it says like this. What about if he says, what about Hipilo Ishtoi? Let's say his wife was Mapil, had a miscarriage. Is Eino Nazir. Then we say he's not a Nazir. Why? Because... Yeah, like Rashi said, the Dilma Haidi Apilo, the one that she had a miscarriage with, Lo Yave Ben Kayama. It would have not been a Ben Kayama, wouldn't have been a Ben that would have lived. Shlakol Lo Chadosh, maybe did not live the 9 months yet. For Loi Vlad Heve, that's not called a Vlad. The Suffolk Naziris Lokil, even though really it says it's a Suffolk, if that Apilo is called a Vlad or not. So it's also speaks out, For Lo Yadina Mi Nofil Hu Ineifulu, I Ben Kayama Hu, the Kol Lo Chadosh. So it's a suffix. If this is called the Vlad or not, if I say we're going now, then in a suffix, you don't have to become a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon, I'm there. If Shimon says no, Yoima, the person says to say like this, if the kid that my wife was Mapil was supposed to be a Ben Kayomo, is Harayani Nazir Choyva, then I'm a Nazir because that's what I'm supposed to be. The Imlah, but let's say the kid was not a Ben Kayama, like it was too early, he wasn't supposed to live, is Harayani Nazir Nadava. Then he's Makab upon himself right now to be a Nazir, but terrorist in Nadava. In other words, if Shimon says it's a Suffolk right now, if there's a call to good Kabbalah Naziris or not. So, I mean, a Suffolk, that's what Shimon says. If Shimon says, he has to be Makab upon himself now to make himself a Naziris. Fight it. Chazra v'yolda. Let's say after she was mapped, after she had one miscarriage, then she gave birth. Chazra v'yolda. So the Mishnah says, Hareza Nazir. According to Tanakama, since the person said before, that when my wife has a Vlad, I want to become a Nazir. So now if she has the Vlad, he has to become a Nazir. That's what the Tanakama says. In other words, according to Tanakama, when she was first mapil, he holds Eino Nazir. He holds that's not called the Vlad. So she didn't have a Vlad yet. Now when she gives birth later, that's the first Vlad she has. Therefore, raise a Nazir. He's automatically becoming a Nazir because he's Mechayv upon himself before to become a Nazir when his wife has a Vlad. Rabbi Shimon, I mean, no. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a Suffolk. It could be he was already a Nazir from before. Because when his first was first, had a miscarriage. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a Suffolk. Maybe that was called the Ben Kayama. So maybe he was already Mechayim is Chayv Naziris before. So he only was Makaba one time to be a Nazir, not two times. So it's a Suffolk now when she gives birth the second time, does he have to become a Nazir or not? So if Hashemah says like this, if Hashemah Noimer, Yoimer, let the person say, Im Arishin Ben Kayama, if the first son was a Ben Kayama, Samel Arishin Chayva, the first time I was a Nazir, but Torah Sachayv, because that was my Kabbalah. Vizu, the second time right now, Nadava, let him be Mekabel upon himself to be a Nazir, but Teres in the Dava. But V'yim Lav, but let's say the first one was not a Ben Shal Kayama, the first one was only 7th month. So he's supposed to die, is our 6th year, is her, or 8 months, before that, is Harish in the Dava. Then that I was a Nazir before, was not because of my first Kabbalah, because of my first Chayiv. Because the first kid was not a Ben Kayama. I didn't have a Chayiv to be a Nazir because of that. I only did it to Teresa Nadava. But now, my wife gives birth the second time to a Vlad, the Zuchayva. Since this is called the first Vlad that she has, the first Vlad Shar Kayama, therefore now is the first time I'm becoming a Nazir to be Yaitza my Chayv that I made before. So the kid, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a Suffolk, when she's Mafil, it's a Suffolk if that's the Ben Shar Kayama or not. So you gotta go to Chumrah both ways. So more stuff like this. Like, what's the chiddush of the reisha? That if somebody says, I want to be a Nazir, my wife gives birth to a ben, and when he has a ben, he has to be a Nazir. For the Gemara Pshita, what's the chiddush here? The chiddush, Rashi says, the chiddush of my ben, I raise a Nazir Pshita. So Gemara says, Mishum Seifa. The chiddush is a climate of the Seifa. Bas, Tumtum, Viadrugnis, ain't a Nazir. That if he has a daughter, or a Safi, girl, a boy, say, Lachri is not a Nazir. For the Gemara, they're also Pshita, Vada. He says clearly, I'm only a Nazir if I have a ben. The Chura girl is not called a ben. So Gemara says, no. Mal the time I would have thought, what he meant to say by a ben is, Likashevne, who the comer. He didn't dafka mean a zachar, a boy. Just meant to say, when my wife gives birth, Lashon of a ben means Keshevne, when I have a child. Like Rad Latoy says, V'loy ben mamish kamei. Didn't mean to say mamish a boy. El lashon binyan. K'moy v'ev nagam anoichi. Just meant to say when we have a family, when I have a child. So therefore, maybe a daughter is also called a child that you have to become a nazir. K'mash l'am dino. D'loy. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. When a person says a melech ben, he means to say mamish a zocher. And if his wife has a boy, then he wants to become a nazir. If she has a boy, he's a nazir. If not, he has a girl, he doesn't have to become a nazir. If he just says, when I have a vlad, then we say he's a nazir, even though it's only a tumta of androgynous. Even though it's only a suffix, zachara, or a nekeva, still it's called a vlad. Also pshita, like that's called a vlad though, the kid's living now. What do I care if it's a tumta or androgynous? So Mara says, yes. Mal the time I would have thought, vlad, the mechshav bein inshi binim. I would have thought to say a vlad means a chashava of a chashava vlad. So the son, Taisa says the bas nami le mechshava, that even a daughter I would have thought would not be good. When he meant to say a vlad, maybe he only meant a boy. That a boy is mechshav bein inshi. A boy mingles with other people. Mashenka, not even a girl. And Taisa says v'kol shchem tumtav yadrugnis. I would have thought to say that's not called a vlad. Kamashmala, no, all three is called a vlad. When the person said a rainy nazir, and the wife gives birth to a vlad, it does not mean a special vlad like a zocher, like a boy, but rather it means any type of a vlad. So if even a tumtum, the androgynous, he also has to become a nazir. Now, a pilu ishtoy ain't a nazir. Tanakhama says if a wife has a miscarriage, so that's not good. It's a suffix, it was called the vlad shakayam or not. So in a suffix, we go to kula. But the more man ketoni lo, who's the Tana about Mishnah, the Tanakama? We have you to the Kriyu. That we had before, if you had a suffix, if there was 100 bushels in the Korean knot, somebody said the rainy nazir, if there'll be 100 bushels here, and by the time he came back to check it out, it was Nignav or Ovad, it was lost or stolen, so you do not know if there's 100 bushels there or not, so you have to become a nazir or not, then you the holds, suffix nazir, you go lakula. There also, when you said a rainy nazir, kshelet vlad, and you have a suffix now, that's called the vlad or not, suffix nazir, you go lakula, you don't have to become a nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, don't know, that it's a suffix if you have to become a nazir or not, and therefore you have to become a nazir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomer, you have to say, Imhoye ben kayoma rei nazir chayva, that if what my wife was mapil, was supposed to be a ben shakayoma, it was 9 months in the stomach, just was mapil now, but really he should have lived, that's called the vlad. So then I'm called a nazir because of my first chayva. The Yimla, but let's say this kid was not supposed to live, was not a Ben Kayoma, he didn't live in the stomach so long, Harani Nazir Nadava, so then because of my first Chayv, I don't have to be a Nazir, but I'm a Kabbal upon myself now to be a Nazir, Machmas Nadava. So Mamanashrak, you have to make it to become a Nazir now. Boyimine Rabbi Abba Mirafuna. He asked this question like this. If somebody says, Harani Nazir Likashi'i Oli Ben, I want to become a nazir when I have a child, when I have a son. V'yepilo ishtoy. And his wife was mapel. So we don't know if that's called the ben or not. V'yepilo ishtoy. His wife was a miscarriage. V'yifrish korban. And the father was mafrish a korban. In other words, pilo l'nizirusoy. In other words, he was mekabel upon himself nizirus. And he set aside kabonis. V'chazgo v'yolda. And then his wife gave birth now to a ben shakayama. Is Maha, what's the halacha? Does he have to become a Nazir again or not? Or is the first Nazirus altogether or not? We'll soon see what the Shaila is. Maha, what's the halacha? So Gemara says, let's see. Aliba the man, who are you asking the question according to? E Aliba the Rabbi Shimon, if you want to call to Rabbi Shimon, Mati Boile. What's your question? Ha'amar Rabbi Shimon, Safik Nazirus Lahachmir. So if you have a Safik of the first Vlad, the first Ben, was the Ben Shakayam or not? So Machmas a suffix, you had to become a Nazir. So you're a Nazir already one time. And on the Tzara wasn't the Vlad, like they had in the Mishnah before. That when your wife has a Vlad later, you have to become a Nazir a second time later. So Machmas a suffix, really you have to be a Nazir two times. When she's first mappled in his carriage, you have to have a suffix, maybe that was a Vlad Shakayama. So you had to be a Nazir then. When she gives birth later, you have to be afraid maybe the first vlad was a Nefil. It was not a Ben Shakayama. So you weren't supposed to be a Nazir for your first Chayv. It was only in the Dovla you were Nazir then. So now when she gives birth to a second vlad, you have to become a Nazir. So according to Reb Shimon, Pshita, you have to be a Nazir twice. The yellow Aliba to Reb Yehuda. You want to go according to Reb Yehuda, the Yama Sof and the Zeris Lahokel, so my Kodesh Aloy Kodesh. That's the Shalom Yod Sof and the Zeris Lahokel. Is it called Kodesh or not? Is the carbon right now have Kedush or not? Does this carbon, you set aside these carbonists for your Naziris, does it have Kedush or not? So Gemara says, my nafkamina, what's the difference? Like a manashach. Now your wife is a head of lad. So now Lamaisa, you have to become a Nazir. So these carbonists will be used. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to be a Nazir at the beginning. You only have to be a Nazir now after your wife gave head of lad shakayama. Now's the first time you have to be a Nazir. So what did you do? You set aside these kabbalas before, when your wife gave birth, when by the... So Marius, like, my nafkamina, these kabbalas lamaiser are kaddish. Like, he has to become a Nazir now. After she has the vlad shakayama, for sure he has to be a Nazir. Now the kabbalas you set aside before, those kabbalas you're going to use for now. So what's your question if it's kaddish or not? For the Gemara, my nafkamina. The Teretz says, "Legizasai v'leved boy." The shalacha is that if it has kedusha, does you first set aside these kabbonis for your first naziris? Now, if you don't have to be a nazir, so it has no kedusha on the kabbonis, so you're allowed to shave off the wool off the carbon and use it, or else leved boy. Let's say you use the animals to work for you. The shalacha is if it's a hegdish, if it's a carbon, you're not allowed to work with it. You're not allowed to be goyis to take off the wool. Let's say you shaved off the wool in between when the wife was mapil to the second Naziris. So that's how Sufik, when you were makdish these kabbanas for the first Naziris, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you didn't have to be a Nazir, does it have any kushim in a Sufik or not? Is it called Kaddish or not? True. You have to be a second, you have to be a Nazir now when your wife gives birth to a Ben Shakayama. And you could use those kabbanas for this Naziris. But the question is, though, did the Kabbonis have the Kedusha from before or not? That the more obliged by Teku. According to you, the Taka is a Sufik. I tell you, it says, Nafkinina legizosa v'dasai. For loy de luki, it doesn't mean you get Malkus, mishum de leka kiach svara. Shamina de loy mashmul ashat de luk, the Kedusha v'dois, ain boy. It's not a shayla of Malkus. It's time with the shayla, are you allowed to do these things or not? Can you use the wool that was shaved off or not? So Gemara says, and this Gemara obliged by a take. Rechumi is the shayla from Abaye. Somebody says, Hareini Nazir Lekeshiyo Liben. I want to become a Nazir when my wife gives birth to a Zachar, to a boy. Now, Vishoma Chaveru Vyoma Vyolai. Now, a friend hears this and says, V'yolai, me too. So the question is, what do you mean to say me too? Does me too mean to say you're making your own Kabbalah that when your wife gives birth to a Zachar, you'll be a Nazir? Or do you mean to say V'yolai means like you? Like whenever your wife gives birth to a Zachar, just like you're going to have to be a Nazir, I'm accepting upon myself also to be a Nazir. That's the question. What does V'yolai mean? Mahu. Adibure mashma. Does it mean to say upon the Dibur? Just like you say when your wife becomes a Nazir, I also mean to say when my wife becomes a Nazir. Or Yagufa Mashma. Or else, no, it means upon the Guf. In other words, whenever you have a Nazir, whenever you become a Nazir, that's when I also want to be a Nazir. Sefer Mizah Dibur means, I'm Saymachan Yor Dibur. What you said was, Rashi learns, the Adibur means the Hu Gavra Koi, Umashma V'alai Lias Nazir Keshiyo La L'cho Ben. As I'm saying, Vani means to your words. Your words were that when the first one's wife has a boy, he becomes a Nazir. So the second person says, V'alai means me too. That when your wife has a Zachar, I also have to become a Nazir. That's called Adibur. Rosana Agufa means no. He meant to say upon me now. V'alai means I'm accepting upon myself the same thing. That when the second one's wife has a boy, he also wants to be a Nazir. So it could be the first one's a Nazir, not the second one. Because when the first one has a Zachar, only he's the Nazir, not the second one. That's the Shaila. When the second one says, V'alai, and me too, my Adibura Mashma, so you're a Nazir when the first one's a Nazir, or Yagufa Mashma, that no, you only become a Nazir when your wife has a Zachar. Now, So if you want to tell me, agufa mashma is told in his guf. When his wife has a nazir, has a kid, he becomes a nazir. Omer, what about if he says like this? Hareni nazir l'keshiyo liben. The first one says, I want to be a nazir when I will have a son. L'keshiyo liben. V'shama chaveroi v'yoma vani. And me too. Isma, what does it mean over here? Anafshe kamer. Again here, does he also mean to say upon himself that just like anafshe means that when his wife also has a zachar, that's when he wants to become a nazir? This is what he meant to say. That I'm very close to you, so I meant to say is that when you have a zachar, when you become a nazir, that's the same way me too. I also mean to become a nazir then also. So Toizan the chilek is that in hach agufa mishtama hoil v'yomer a lie. If he says a lie means upon himself. Of a hecha diyama vani, when he just says the word vani mahu. When you say vani, anafshe koma klemer. Afilu kishama vani. Agufa mishtama, he means upon himself. Vani means me too, that when his wife has a zachar, he means to become a nazir. Oidilma rechim lecha kavosei, lekishio ben kayama. I mean to say the same thing, that when your wife has a son, I feel so close to you, like I'm like you. So when your wife has a kid, just like you have to become a nazir then, I also mean to become a nazir. So Tezlan, the first shalom was lashon of a lie, and now the shalom is going to say, what about the word vani? Davaita. And Tim Slam, if you want to tell me, call the